Good evening. Tonight is Friday, August 22nd. I'm Evan, and you're listening to the Kinky Crafter Podcast. I received some pretty interesting listener feedback today, so I wanted to cover that for discuss some of the main points that were brought up there. Thought they were definitely interesting and worthwhile. And I also wanted to to say thank you in a public way to the listener that sent the feedback in. I really appreciate. Basically, just kind of hearing what people think and, hearing that people like the show, quite frankly, and that it's, worthwhile. So anyway, as far as the actual points of advice that were brought up, the first one I thought was really a good idea was the listener mentioned that it might be more productive to include a PDF with the craft segments, essentially showing more detail, diagrams, that sort of thing. I think that's definitely a good idea. It's not too difficult to include a PDF in the RSS feed. I'm going to try to start working on that in the future. Hopefully that'll make it a little more accessible. I know the way it's presented on the website might not be as user-friendly as it could be. Also having the descriptive audio together with the visual material and diagrams and such, I think might be useful. One of the other bits of advice was basically recommending doing smaller and more frequent craft segments. Working on toys that are a little easier to put together, or simpler things that tend to be kind of pricey, but don't really require a lot of materials or specialized tools to work on to make yourself. I think that's a good direction to work on. I still want to work on some of the larger projects, like the suspension bed frame that I'm currently in the process of trying to put together. But I think having more frequent segments that are more accessible would definitely be a good thing. And also maybe even just covering some kind of quick and easy modifications to easily accessible pervertibles, basically. Quick and easy things that you can do to readily available items to make them useful for toys, equipment, etc. One of the other things that was mentioned was possibly covering some bondage technique specific material. I'm not sure really. Basically, I'm not sure how I would integrate that into the craft segments necessarily, but it's definitely something that I could sort of speak generally on, and probably more than anything else, provide links to some of the other more comprehensive resources online, if that's if that's something people are interested in. I'm definitely willing to cover more in that direction. So I guess feel free to let me know if that's something that you think would kind of add to the show. One of the other things that was mentioned that unfortunately I don't really feel like I can contribute a lot in the direction was, more of a detailed engineering perspective on some things that I'm describing. Unfortunately, most of my actual technical engineering training revolves around electrical engineering and computer engineering. So a lot of the mechanical engineering aspects of things, as far as measuring load rating and that sort of thing, are kind of beyond the scope of my formal education anyway. Most of my mechanical engineering experience is kind of just experimental or hands-on things that I've worked with in the past, and things that I've read up on. So unfortunately, that's not really something that I can provide a lot, that and the sort of informed mechanical engineering perspective on things. Yeah, those are the main points I wanted to cover with regard to that particular listener feedback email. Like I've said before, I'd really like to hear back from any of you out there listening, really, just with regards to what you think about the show, what you like about it, what you don't like, things I could be doing better, specific topics that you'd be more interested in hearing about, that sort of thing. What can I do to help you get more out of my podcast, basically. So anyway, as always, I can be reached at Evan, EVAN, @kinkycrafter.com. And I'd love to hear any questions, comments, or feedback from you. And I hope you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.